G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, January 23. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, the main event of the weekend proper, Joel. There is, of course, some big racing on Australia Day Tuesday, but of the weekend proper is the Group 2 Jeep Australia Stakes at Moonee Valley, 1,200 metres. Tracked at a pretty good field of 13, including four Group 1 winners. Are you with one of the Group 1 winners resuming, or are you with a race-fit individual?
It is a good field. Yeah, I'm with one of the Group 1 winners resuming. Look, we've got some in-form fit horses like Durandale Survival's got to go to another level, and you've got the three-year-olds resuming, Regis and Holler, and the Group 1 horses up the top, so it's a pretty intriguing field.
And which side are you coming down on, Carl?
I'm going against the Group 1 winners. I'm going with something that is emerging through the grades, and it's an interesting Australia Stakes this year. By memory, last year we had Australian Horse of the Year that got rolled from the Peter Moody Stable
Dissident
in the small field, and Mourinho pounced that day, and it was small field, not as many clear-cut winning hopes, and this year's field, a bit more depth, a bit more quality, and a lot more better betting race.
All right, well, having, tried to avoid the spoiler, I think we might as well just get straight into the Australia Stakes, because there are listed races in Sydney and Brisbane as well. But as I mentioned, the main event is at Moonee Valley, and we will start off there. My research into the Jeep Australia Stakes revealed that exclusively in recent years, in about the last 17 or 18 years, it's been won by, or in fact since it's not quite that long, but since it has moved to January, which was 2002, it didn't used to be the Australia Stakes, of course, at that time, confusingly enough, was what is now the William Reid Stakes. And that moved to March. This one moved to January and was called the Carline Stakes at the time. But anyway, in its current slot, as the race that it currently is, the horses have either been classy horses, usually Group 1 winners before or after resuming, or they have been horses who have had some racing, but they've always come off a first or a second last start, and in fact in all those cases they've been a horse that has had a freshen up and then has raced in late December. So my selection for the Jeep Australia Stakes, race 7 at Moonee Valley on Saturday, is in that latter category, and it is Richie's Vibe at any old odds. But Joel, you are with one of those Group 1 winners. Which one?
Yeah, I'm right at the top of the book, Rebel Dane. He's a really good horse. He is a Group 1 winner. He always seems to be just a length or so off the real good Group 1 horses. Group 2 looks his level. He was in good form last prep. He's raced well at the Valley. His record should read a bit better. He hasn't had a lot of luck in a couple of the big races. And I think Barrier 6, he's drawn well, sit just off the pace. I think he'll be really hard to beat. 4 Trust in Augustin for second. He'll be sweeping home. He loves Moonee Valley. He's a really good horse on his day. 11 Survival coming through the grades nicely. If you've been backing him, certainly you've got to stick with him and have something on him. He's going to give you a great sight. And 13 Holler, I've got in there as the pick of the three-year-olds. 1, 4, 11, 13.
I've gone with Durandale on top. I just think Damien Lane's got options from Barrier 5. There's going to be good speed in the race, as you'd expect in a feature sprint race, but Survival from just drawn in the middle of the line should burn across and lead and run them along, and I think Durandale will just sit off it, and expecting Survival maybe to compound that last 100-150, and a horse like Durandale will then pounce over the top late. So got it on top from 1 Rebel Dane, who just needs an ounce of luck from a trailing position. Third, I'll put in number 12, Ragis, who should slide forward and maybe just sit outside or maybe get 1-1 cover on Survival. And for fourth, I have put in Survival, maybe might just cling on for a top four spot.
As mentioned, I'm with 7, Richie's Vibe, to beat 8, Durandale, 1, Rebel Dane. And number 2, last year's winner, Mourinho, who at $31 is the longest priced winner in the history of the race. It's generally a reasonably good race for punters, in that most of the winners are in single figures. Mourinho, obviously, an exception. Been quite a good favourites race, although that is probably skewed by the fact that Black Caviar won it twice in a couple of recent years. And the horse that no one has mentioned, and that they will surely tear the grand, and in my opinion, is the best horse in the race, but they'll tear the grandstand down if it wins, such as being the slows coming from the stable, and that's number three, Hucklebuck.
Yeah, well, he's a great horse. He's probably, along with Happy Trails, he's the best South Aussie horse that's around, and I think, you know, the awe and the futurity at Caulfield's just going to be so suitable for him. I think the barrier draw makes it tough from that position. He'll get back in the second half of the field, and he'll be running on, but maybe a bit like Trust in the Gust. I know Joel's got him in the first four, but I think Trust in the Gust is another one drawn wide. Perhaps get back and be running on, but won't be winning today. But yeah, Philip Stokes, great statistic. I think he's had 48 runners in Melbourne for 14 winners. He's had 17 of those runners have shortened in betting for 9 wins. So that's quite incredible. 53% strike rate. So if Hucklebuck does firm up, maybe just ignore the slows, put on the stable, and put your money.
All right, that brings us to our best and value bets at Moonee Valley. And my best is race 5, number 1, Burning Front in the $150,000 Vobis Gold Star. Dogs are barking Del Prado, but I just reckon the level weights with just the very, very honest Burning Front is going to give you a great sight. And my value bet is race 4, number 5, Olonara. Joel.
I'm going to make Prima my best, race 6, number 11. Really good run from him at Caulfield last start. As long as he begins well, he'll roll forward and be right up there on the pace with no weight. I think he'll run a really good race. And my value is the New South Wales Visitor, challenge accepted, race 2, number 5. Impressive on debut, impressive trial. Jeff Duray's a good trainer, just wary that he brings it straight to Moonee Valley for what's a pretty handy field. Snoopy, Danuki were pretty good last season. So I reckon he's going really well, and he's a nice horse. Challenge accepted.
My best bet is race 3, number 5, Calibre, who won over this track and distance. 3 starts ago in the listed St. Albans Stakes. It led throughout. It beat Miss Idyllic reasonably easy. I think from barrier 4, it should go forward and hopefully do the same thing here. Shouldn't be too much pressure. And I think Celeritas and Mrs. President are the big dangers, but I think it has them covered. And the value bet is actually Durandal in the main race. I think $8 is a great each way price.
Alrighty, that takes care of Moonee Valley. In Sydney, they are racing once again at Royal Randwick. As I mentioned, there is a listed race. It is race 3, the Tattersalls Club Carrington Stakes, over 1,400 metres. And Joel, we find your best bet for the day in the feature.
Yeah, I'm going with the top weight, Red Excitement. He's going to give a bit of weight away to most of his rivals, but just reckon he can find his best there on Saturday. He hasn't had a lot go right this time, and his Festival Stakes run was really good second up, and then he went to the Villiers, drew gate 20, had no hope. He was 3 and 4 deep the whole trip and dropped out in the straight. 1,400 metre record is much, much better, and his record at Randwick is really good. He's a proven weight carrier. He can return to his best. I think it'd be very hard to beat from 3 Medcourt, 2 You'll Never, and 7 Voilier.
I've gone with 2 You'll Never on top. This horse is first up from a spell. Its recent trial was quite good, and he's quite a he's a proven first up performer. He's had 5 starts first up, 2 wins, and 3 seconds. Both those 2 first up victories have been at his 2 most recent first up starts. And he's just tracking on nicely. The only worry is the small field, perhaps a lack of tempo, and he'll get back in the field. But you can be assured that You'll Never will be running home hard. Got it ahead of 3 Medcorp, 4 Hidden Warrior, and 6 Zinzan Eddie.
All right, well, as mentioned, race 3, number 1, Red Excitement, is Joel Marshall's best bet on the Royal Randwick program. And we go to the next race, Joel, for your value bet, but I should provide the caveat for the listeners that a reader has written in talking about how his absolutely proven bulletproof record of making money on a weekend is to back Joel Marshall's value bets for the place, couple them up. We assume he's talking about Sydney, Brisbane and Perth. Just take all the combinations. You cannot lose. Last week, Saturday, got back $76 for every dollar he invested. So well done to Peter of Stirling, South Australia, if you're listening.
And what was the value bet in Melbourne? Just so I can...
Melbourne failed last week.
No, but this week.
Oh, this week.
This week. Just a mental note, because now...
Challenge accepted,
early in the
top. That's got none.
Okay.
This week, unfortunately for Joel and his followers, we have made punting on Joel's value bets for the place the system of the week on page 3 of Winning Post. So just before you get too carried away with race 4, number 1, Night Rocker, just bear in mind that it's going to be carrying a lot of weight.
Yeah. And it's going to have to improve a hell of a lot on its two runs this time in too. Found it hard to find a value bet in Sydney this week. I've gone for Night Rocker. He's a good horse on his day, of course, formerly with Lloyd Kennewell. Form around Hucklebuck and Charlie Boy, good horses. He's had two runs for Gerald Ryan, hasn't showed much, but the blinkers go back on. They were on, certainly for his last two or three campaigns where he was racing at his best. They go back on Saturday. There's not much pace in this race, and if he can find his best, it's a very winnable race at 20-1.
My best bet comes up in the last race. It's the former British horse, and that is Game Pie, trained by Chris Lees for Australian Bloodstock, to be ridden by James McDonald. It's nicely weighted with only 56.5, and I thought the first up win at Hawkesbury was very good. It came from last, which certainly isn't easy to do at Hawkesbury. It can be hard to make ground. And then last time at Canterbury, it was beaten under 2 lengths from the winner as a $3.50 favourite. Just never got clear running in the straight, a total forgive run. I think it can atone up to the 2,000 metres on the weekend. My value bet came up in the comes up in the previous race. That's Cosmic Cameo, but it's not much value at the $6. It's probably its right price. I think it's going to win, but I wish I had the $21 that was listed in the best bets, because I actually did think it'd be quite a price. But its recent form is quite good. Always wide first up, then pressed forward and stuck on well in the sweepers race second up. And then last time, as it was tracking into the race, it just got shoved wide in the home turn, but it was very strong through the line. So I think Cosmic Cameo can get the job done in race number 8.
All right. In Adelaide, they are racing on the course proper at Morphettville. And Carl, you must be very keen on race 5, number 6, What's in a Name, because you've gone away from your usual practice of waiting till late on the program for your specials.
That's right, I've got to get the early bus out of Mooney Valley, so I made sure the best bet is early in the day. And What's in a Name has been really tracking nicely this campaign, and was beaten by Define Angel last time, a handy horse from the Philip Stoke yard, and I think now having its second run at the mile, I think can get the job done. And just off that long break, this campaign had a year off leading into it. So fourth up, it should be ready to go right now. And the value bet comes up in race number 7 or 8?
7.
7. That's working on the run here. And that is, as I turn the page, it is Shibachi. Yeah, 20-1. Great chance this one. Backs up from last week where it got back in the field. It was buried on the fence and never got a clear crack at them. The horses that settled around it before the home turn all figured in the finish, and I'm sure Shivachi would have been right amongst them at the end of the race if it got clear running. The rise to 1,200 metres might scare a few people off, but I think it will be able to run that distance out quite strongly, and there's a great beach way price.
Okay, in Brisbane they are racing at Doomben. Big Fields, 8-race card. One black type race is race 7, the Novotel Brisbane Airport Nudgee Fillies and Mares Handicap. Over 1,200 metres. And Joel, we find your value bet coming up in this race. Barrier 13 of 13 for Robbie Fradd to overcome.
Yes, and it is called the Special 2, and number 13, Barry 13. If you're looking for another omen, my alarm went off this morning, the radio came on, and the song that was playing was Missy Higgins at the Special 2. So this thing could just be over the line. But James Cummings trains.
Hey, how about a double? Mourinho, the Special 1, and the Special 2.
Yes, it's all coming together.
I'll have to check if Mourinho is actually running before the Special 2, because that then makes sense.
Well, the Special 2, James Cummings, has sent this mare to Brisbane. She flies fresh, won 3 from 4. She's had 2 quiet trials. I think she's going really well and has struck a nice race. Robbie Fradd, very good jockey. I think hopefully he can do the job from the white gate. I've got her on top of 1 Miss Cover Girl, 3 1 More Zeta, and 2 Tina Molina.
Mourinho runs at 4:46 and the special two runs at 5:16. That's Victorian time, so yeah, that double's applicable.
Certainly is. Did you have a look at that race, Carl?
No, I didn't.
All right.
Lord Ag's not running this week, so we can't fill up the pockets there.
Okay, well, let's go to Joel's best, which is race 6, number 11, Court Star at Doomben.
Yeah, he's got his hoof on the tool, this horse. Runner up 2 runs back, 3rd at the Sunshine Coast. Comes back to a mile. I think that's all right. He can use barrier 1 and be there. There's a few chances in the race, but a few of them get back, like Spur Leger and Sea Red, so he might have a head start on his rivals.
All righty. Ascot, no black type this week, but still plenty of money to be made over there. We start with your best, Joel, race 3, number 2, Viking Forest.
Yeah, he was the value bet a couple of weeks ago, and yeah, very impressive. About $5, I think he was. He missed the start, settled last. They walked in front, but he cut the corner and just powered past his rivals. He looks a pretty handy horse. I think he can go right on with it in the small field, and my value is race 6, number 7, Clobberetta. Said the 2 runs back, really good run last time out, getting beaten by a handy one who won again on Wednesday. Paul Harvey takes the ride. She looks ready to win, Clobberetta.
All right, big, big weekend of racing in New Zealand, and fields for both days in your top value Whirlaway winning post this week. We start on Saturday at Trentham in the Kiwi capital, where we have the Group 1 Thorndon Mile and the time-honoured, but Group 2 these days, Wellington Cup.
Yeah, really good program. Thorndon Mile, interesting race, set weights and penalties. I've gone for number 8, Sports Illustrated here, a mare from the Baker Forsman Yard. She's a pretty good mare. She's had been lightly raced this prep, just the 2 runs, had a bit of a gap between the first and second up run. She's pretty handy when right, and she might cause a bit of an upset here from 5, Stolen Dance, 1, Cowie, and 9, Mobile. The Wellington Cup, I've gone for number 14, Snow Secret. Talented mare. They just rode a little bit close in the Dunstan Feeds Championship Final on New Year's Day. I think she'll be ridden colder here. Jason Taylor across to ride for Sean Ritchie. Interesting engagement there. Michelle Payne also riding at the meeting. I've got Snow Secret on top of 2, Jimmy Mack, 7, Show the World, and 9, Pentathlon. Snow Secret is my value. My best is Realtor, race 6, number 8. Promising, staying tight, suited by 2,400 metres. Gore is the other meeting down in the South Island on Saturday. My best is Gallant Ruby, race 4, number 7. And my value is That's My Pussycat, race 3, number 9.
Alrighty, and we'll press on to Ellerslie, where the big race is. Is it still New Zealand's richest race at a million Kiwi pesos?
Yes.
The Karaka Million, well, listed, but be restricted listed surely because restricted to Karaka horses. And plenty of last start winners here, Joel.
Yes, there are, but there's a dominant favourite in Manolo Blahnik, a son of Jimmy Chu, bought by Tony Noonan at the sales and left in New Zealand to target this race, and he's got the favourite, so job well done there. He was beaten first start, did plenty wrong, and then came out and made amends, winning a Group 3 next time out. Deserved favourite, got him ahead of 3 Xiong Feng. Probably the value, double figures, and he's unbeaten. He's drawn barrier 1, so that's going to help. For third, number 13, O'Reilly Cyrus, Liam Birchley going for his third Karaka Million. He knows what it takes, got to respect her. And 4, Calroon. For the Busseton Young stable, Blake Shin across to ride. Stephen Baster is also there in the race riding What You Want, so interesting to watch that. Horses to look out for at the meeting, Go Nicholas, race 4, number 1, and Antonio Giuseppe could be a New Zealand Derby player, race 6, number 5.
All right, well, that just about is going to have to wrap it up for us because there's a queue of about 15 or 20 people looking to have meetings in our studio. But before we do go, I've got to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. Just $5, all the form for Friday. Friday night, we've got a double meeting on Friday night of, we might have 3 meetings, do we? Toowoomba, is that at night? And yeah, we've got Canterbury and Cranbourne as well. So action-packed Friday night. In front of the TV or indeed at the track, but switching between that and the big Bash League semi-final, and then we take it right through Saturday and Sunday as well for $5, all your favourite features. Another great yarn by Shane Templeton in the paper this week, among many other all your favourite features. Now, that leaves us then only to give you our best $20 bet for the weekend, and we'll start with you, Joel.
I'm going to go each way. All the signs are pointing to it. Doombin Race 7, the special 2.
And I'll go Moorfield Race 7, which is number 3, Shivachi, 10 each way.
And I might go, pulling one out of left field, although Joel went for it too, is Race 6, number 11 at Moonee Valley, Prima. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.